finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome, 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 welcome back to Unveiled by Grace podcast. This is your man of God, your brother, Ron, and I'm back. Hope you guys are doing well today. You know, it's been a eventful. Hold on, y'all. It's been an eventful time. It's been a wild last week or so, but today is Tuesday, February 4th, and today I want to speak about what's really going on. Hallelujah. I want to speak about what's really going on, because there's some things going on that I say is contention in the spirit realm, right? What do I mean? There's a struggle. There's a fight that's going on. There's a fight going on. There's a fight between believers and the unseen world, right? There's a fight amongst angels and demons, right? Good versus evil. But what is this fight about? What is it that, you know, God tells us in Ephesians 6:12 that we battle not against flesh and blood, right? But rulers in high places, principalities, right? So there's a fight going on, right? And you know, we hear about it, and we hear it all the time, you know, good versus evil, right? But that's literally what's going on, right? It's fighting over authority, influence, or just the souls of individuals, you know? It's real, you know, and God has chosen and called us to stand firm in His truth. Thank you, Jesus. And I must tell you, man, it brings me so much peace when you know that you're on Team Jesus. So much peace. Because, you know, sometimes we feel overwhelmed. Sometimes, you know, there's things that are happening in our lives that we don't understand sometimes where or why these things are happening and where they're coming from. And you know, this is why we must pray. We must pray. We must get in our word, the word of God. We must consume the word of God. We must get in a quiet place as often as we can. As often. Yes, I understand our schedules. I understand that we have so many things we have to do each day, trust me. You know, with the wife and three kids and jobs and all these things we have to do every single day. I understand. But we must get in a secret place. We must dwell in His presence. And that's not necessarily going in your closet, you know. Some of us, that's in the car. Some of us, that's at work. Some of us, that's while walking in the grocery store, you know. There's a need, a desire for His presence. There's a desire for fellowship with the Holy Spirit. There's a desire, you know, more than ever right now, because God has a lot of us, including myself, in a place and in a position to be ready and prepared. To be ready is being prepared, right? Equipped for a time such as this. Because there are souls at stake. There are many. There are masses of people who don't know Jesus, who have been deceived and led astray. And so this is what the contention is about. It's about authority, it's about power, it's about territory, it's about influence. And God's chosen, God's people, we must violently, relentlessly pursue Him. Relentlessly pursue and digest, intake His word, written and spoken. We have to, because some of us, whatever fivefold, whatever fold of the ministry He's called you, we must be on the front line, you know. And because there's such a demand, you know, people are suffering. God's people are suffering, you know. And I think of Ezekiel. I think of Jude. You know, there's so many opportunities for us to encounter. And let's be honest, you know, that's why it's important for us to get under the right leadership and covering, so that we can be taught, you know, because it's dangerous to be battling with an identity crisis in this moment, not knowing who you are in Christ. Is dangerous, because the enemy knows who Christ is and the inheritance that you have. And when I speak by inheritance, I'm not talking about, you know, the worldly things, right? Because God, our Father, is going to take care of his children. We won't want for nothing, right? But I'm talking about the power, the dominion, the authority through Christ Jesus that you inherit to establish God's kingdom in places where, let's say, he wills it to be. Right? You know, and it's been for me, it's been a humbling experience, you know, because he's been, you know, I've been in a lifestyle of repentance, you know, daily, you know, hourly. I'm not gonna even kid y'all. Because that fight is, well, you know, between the spirit and the flesh, your body, your desires of the flesh, hinder the clarity, you know, the sight, the awareness of his presence, of his voice, you know. And that's been the back and forth, or the fight. You know, I put out a prophetic mixtape. It wasn't rap, it wasn't spoken word, it was the word spoken, for real. But I didn't even understand at the time, because I was just, I knew that the Lord was calling me to speak on, or, you know, make a certain tape. And I don't want to say whether it was, you know, rap, or it wasn't rap or anything. It was just me speaking over instrumentals. But I called it The Fight. And this was years ago. But that's what it was, and that's what it is, you know, the fight between your flesh, you know. I was operating in carnality, and the Lord has delivered me and has been helping me maintain my deliverance. Hallelujah. You know, because we fight with our worldly desires, you know. And in this time, you know, we're seeking God's heart and the mind of Christ, right? And it's freeing to yield and submit to his comforter, the Holy Spirit, which is Jesus Christ. Like, it's been a process where I've had to be uncomfortable in every aspect, you know. Sometimes he'll sit you down, you know. Sometimes he'll take everything. Sometimes he'll do these things to draw you nearer. He'll do these things so that you can sit and wait, so that you'll listen. Hallelujah. So in this time, understand the time and the seasons, and pray for wisdom, discernment. Ask God to revive your hunger, your zeal, and your fire, or his fire to consume you. So that all you want is him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, my brother, Prophet EJ, spoke on something the other day that it humbled me. It shook me up too. I'm not gonna lie. It shook me up because, you know, that's what happens when revelation happens and the word of God is revealed. And he was speaking about how the spirit of prophecy is the revelation of Jesus. Hallelujah. And he was speaking about it, and it shook me up because he was speaking about how the church and how even himself and a lot of us, we remove Jesus out of church, or we remove Jesus out of, and we put ourselves there. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Oh man, when he was speaking about it, and the more he spoke about it, the more the fear of the Lord just came upon me and birthed wisdom and just repentance more than anything, because what he was saying, knowing that was something that he was revealing to me as well about me, or about a situation that I kind of could have fell into, you know. It was so so prophetic, and just in itself it was deep, but it called me to just, like, I reached out to him because I shared it on social media, right? But I just messaged him and just was like, man, bro, like that was, that's how I knew it was Jesus. That's how I knew it was the Lord. Because, you know, we put men and women of God in these places where Jesus should be. We should go there to seek Jesus. And when we get outside of that, that's when you just are, it becomes idolatry. It becomes anti-Christ, you know. It was just deep. I was like, whoa, you know. Hallelujah. But it was just such it was a moment and an experience where, you know, I was just grateful for and thankful. It helped me you know, just realize that, you know, I understand now when he says in his word that his burden is light. Because, you know, we try, when we remove Jesus and put him, I don't know, over here, and we put ourselves there, it's like, who are you to put you? You don't want that. You don't want that burden. You can't carry that. You're not God. He didn't send you. He sent Jesus. Jesus. And nobody is, you know, it's weird because we want so much to be, and I believe that we do that because we just want to be loved and we want to be accepted. And when we're in that place, you know, you want the light on you. You want those to recognize and validate you. And it's like, you know, that's why I never wanted to be that, you know, like, no, man, that's why I'm so patient. I'm patient. I'm not trying to hurry to do or be anything for anyone. It's only Jesus. If he gives me a message, if I am led by the Holy Spirit to speak on anything, to say anything, to pray, well, we're always praying, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to be on in nobody's pulpit or any of that when I'm not ready or if he hasn't called me to be. You know, leadership under Christ, because he's the leader, he leads, not me. He uses me, you know what I mean, but I'm not trying to be him or do what he does. He does what he does through me, through you, you know. And when we forget that, and when we try to seek power instead of seeking Jesus, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. And that's what's going on. And that's what's been going on. People are seeking things and seeking power and wanting to, you know, it's like, nah, I'm cool. And, you know, another thing, you know, that's why we open the door for certain things in our lives. We want things before fully understanding what that thing is and knowing what we asking for, you know? Like, look, we all want to take care of our families. We all want to, you know, and do that. He's the provider. Jehovah Jireh, Adabasiyate. He's the provider. Right, so take that out of it. Take wanting to provide. You don't provide nothing. He provides everything. Right, so let's take that out of it. So what is it then that we are being led astray? Like what is it? What's that thing? You know, the devil tempted Jesus after his fast, right? I'll give you this and that and all these things. And it's like, you know, we want so bad things instead of wanting the one who made and created all things. That is the problem. But Jesus is the answer. Hallelujah. So that's going to be my time. I was going to come on this morning, but time and things didn't permit it, you know. But I'm so glad that I was able to do this at this time. because I got to pray more and sit on some things and just so God's timing. God's timing is always on time. Hallelujah. So I love you guys. I love you guys so much. I love you. I love you. I love you as Christ loves. And in that, he loves you way, way more. So have a blessed day. Be a blessing. And we will speak again shortly. Very shortly. You know, and I'm still structuring some things here on the podcast so that, you know, it's more, you know, again, I understand I definitely want to get video and get that set up. So I'm still working on that. So be patient. I don't want you guys to think, oh, you saying something and not doing it. No. Nah, the devil is a liar. But so be on the lookout. Be on the lookout for more. And I pray that the Lord brings you peace, joy. And I pray that all your heart's desires, may they align with the will of God, and he gives them all to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Y'all have a blessed day. And this is Unveiled by Grace podcast. And I am your man of God, your brother, Ron. So run after the things of God. And I will speak to you guys soon. Shalom.